Don't run, sweetie. Let's go. Hello there. It's good to see you. Come in.
Got you. Okay. Now it's your turn. You have to run. Come on, come on.
Good girls, wash them all. Thanks a lot, honey. Mum?
What is
Paris
it?
Paris 2 hasn't come yet.
I don't know. Go call and ask where she is, honey. Go
okay.
on.
Okay.
Paris 2?
Yes.
Can you bring me the scissors, please? Okay.
I forgot to tape this side.
Here.
Thanks, honey.
No worries. Have you seen my phone?
It's over there.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, Paris 2. Where are you?
Zore, is that you? Where should I be?
Aren't you coming?
There's still a lot of time till this evening. It starts this evening, doesn't it?
Come on, Paris 2. You're not a guest. You're the sister of the bride.
I'm coming. I'm just a bit busy right now.
Is Pune back from the beauty salon?
Not yet.
Is it Paris 2? Why isn't she here yet?
Paris 2, Mum wants to talk to you. Hold the phone.
Okay, give her the phone.
I'll talk to you later, honey.
Paris 2?
Hello, Mum.
Where are you, honey? Pune's waiting for you at the beauty salon.
Pune wasn't supposed to go to the beauty salon for her engagement. She didn't tell me to go there either.
Well, then call her and tell her yourself.
Okay.
If you're not
going to the beauty salon, then try to get here soon. You've got to get here before the guests arrive.
Okay, I'm coming.
Paris 2, did you tell Mehdi's parents to come?
I think they're busy moving into their new house.
No, tell her we'll pick them up on the way and then go there together.
Mehdi says we'll pick them up on our way there, but
I think you
should rather call them and invite them anyway.
No need, I told them.
I know you told them, but it's better for my mom to invite them anyway. Hello, Mom. You know what Mehdi's mom's like. She's a bit sensitive
when it comes to these things. Just tell her you weren't planning on holding an engagement party.
Pune and Abbas decided to hold the party themselves.
Okay, then. Try to get here as soon as you can.
Okay. We will. Bye, Mom.
You don't get enough magazines, do you?
Don't worry. They're almost finished. Here.
Thanks, honey.
Mehdi, don't you want to go to the real estate agency and get the key so we can clean the new place tomorrow?
It's just 50 square meters. What's there to clean? It won't take more than a few minutes.
But there were people living there before. It's not a new house. We've got to clean it.
Okay, wait until I get some money in my hands. They won't give me the key if I don't give them the money. Hello? Hi, Dad. What are you doing at the workshop? Oh, Dad, please. Didn't I tell you over and over again not to go there? Whose voice is that? What's his son doing over there? No, don't tell him anything. I'm on my way there. I'll deal with him myself. Bye.
Mehdi? Where was Dad?
At the factory.
Who was with him?
Saadi and his son. We owe them some money.
Don't start a fight there.
Okay, goodbye.
We can't go on like this. You know that we counted on you. I'm a businessman and I need my money. Is that really too much to ask?
I'm not denying that. You're absolutely right. But you have to wait until we sell the workshop.
How can you expect that from us? What if it takes years for you to sell this workshop? What am I supposed to do then? Tell me!
Hey, buddy. Who let you in here? Huh?
Get lost.
Don't touch me. I said, who told
Shut
you to
up.
Come here?
Get off of me.
Come here.
Get your hands off me.
Watch it. Why won't you answer me?
What are you doing? Hey!
Thank you very much. Is this how you pay us
I'll
back?
I'll show you.
I've
Do
only
whatever
kept
you want.
Quiet all this time because of our friendship, but you're not helping. Get lost. I told you not to come here.
I swear I'll kill you.
I'll do whatever you
I
want
I told you to.
To
get lost. I've already lost everything I had. I don't need you to start up another problem. For heaven's sake. Look. I only made a deal with you because of Mr. Faramund's credibility. Mr. Faramund. If I'd known that my money would disappear after a year, I wouldn't have waited. I would have thrown you in jail.
Look, I'm sorry I got into a fight with your son. You have the right to do anything you want. Anything. Just please, get out of here. Please, just get out of here.
Young man, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mosen, who you know has been in this business for years. So don't interfere.
Mr. Asadi, what about you? Didn't your son interfere? He said a whole lot of rubbish to my dad. I heard him over the phone.
For heaven's sake. Hey, am I asking for too much here? I just want my money back. How long do I have to wait?
Look, you can do whatever you want, like I told you before. But this won't get your money back. I can't give you your money until we sell the workshop, understand?
Is that your final word?
Yes, it's our final word. And I can easily sue you right now because of trespassing on private property and your son's abusive language. But like I said, I won't because of our friendship, okay?
You never were a businessman anyways.
Oh,
you're not a businessman. You just wanted to take our money, hey? I never should have taken a check from you. Checks are for people who can be trusted. Not you.
Hold on. Take out your check. How much do we owe you? Give me your check.
Why should I?
Did you want your money? Give me your check. So, how much do we owe you? Add the days it was delayed as well. Tell me how much to write, okay?
Don't get carried away, young man. I don't want any interest. I want my own money.
How much do we owe you?
How do you write the check without knowing how much it is?
Well, you have the check. Just read it. I'm not the one who signed it.
See, Mosen. You've even lost credibility in front of your own
children.
Read
the amount on the check.
54 million. Put today's date on it. So this time you're the one I have to face. Let's see if you're any better than Mosen.
Today's date on it.
You shouldn't have let things get this far when you had money in your account. This isn't business, Mosen. Someone who has money is very different from someone who has to hide away from people because of debt. Understand?
You've got your check. Now go, please. Just go. Take your son to a medical center. Go before I call the police. Go on. Thanks, Dad.
Why did you change the check? Where are you going to get money from now? If he bounces the check, you can't use your bank account. We could have talked him into giving us time.
It won't get bounced. I have money in my account. There was a bit left over after we sold the house.
But you wanted to rent a house with that money.
Hello? Hi, Mr. Nasiri. Can you cancel today's meeting? No, I don't have the money. If you find someone else who's willing to rent the house, then give it to them. I don't think I'll have enough money for quite a while now. Look, Mr. Nasiri. I will call you myself once I come up with the money, okay? Sorry, I've got to go. I'll call you later. Thank you. Okay, goodbye. Stop worrying, Dad. You've worked for 40 years. And you've worked really hard. Everything always went well. You can't back out now just because we're facing problems.
What about the house? Where will you take your wife?
Don't worry about it. Leave it to me. Just promise me. Please, you can't come here until I get everything sorted out here, okay? Please?
There's nothing else I can do.
What do you mean there's nothing else that you can do? How can you say that? The best thing now is for you to be healthy and happy and full of life. And please don't worry about the house. I'll sort things out. We'll find a small place to rent and I'll get the workshop up and running again. It won't stay like this forever. Even if we don't find anywhere to rent, we'll just stay at your place for a while. It'll be fun. We've got to experience new things, don't we? Now let's go. Let's go home. Everyone's waiting for us. It's Paris' two sisters' engagement party tonight. You're invited. Let's go, Dad.
Mehdi! Mehdi! You should have told him to come and eat something with us.
His wife was waiting for him. He couldn't come in.
Okay, fine.
Paris 2's been waiting for him all day. It's her sister's engagement party tonight.
I know. Her mum called. Why are they going so soon?
Mehdi said get ready. They're picking us up.
You don't expect me to go in this situation, do you? What's the hurry? It's just an engagement party, not a wedding. Where did you see Mehdi?
At the workshop.
What were you doing there?
Don't start questioning me.
Mohsen, it's not my fault. The truck should be here soon to take the rest of our things. Mehran was supposed to come all day, but he hasn't come yet. I'm doing everything myself. Mehdi didn't even bother to come inside. Didn't he know we're moving? Why didn't he come and help?
Mehdi wasn't feeling too good.
Why? What's the matter?
He has to empty his house as well, and he hasn't found anywhere to go yet.
Mehdi?
Are you ready?
What was that?
Nothing. Just a little nosebleed.
Why was Mr. Asadi there?
Nothing. He just wanted his money. That's all.
Mehdi, did you have a fight?
No, we just had an argument and he was waving his hand and it accidentally hit my nose. And my nose bleeds, whatever happens to it, so...
Are you okay? Should I bring an ice pack?
No. Thank you, honey. Oh my God. How dare he say those things? It's as if he's forgotten he's been working with my dad for 30 years. He just stood there in broad daylight and said, "You tricked me into giving you money." I felt sorry for Dad. He didn't say a word, he was just listening, his own son. What can I say? His son made me so angry, more than anything.
It's nothing to fight about. They just want their money.
I didn't say that I wouldn't give them money. I just wanted some time.
Well, they don't know about your problems. So what did you end up saying?
Nothing. I took Dad's check and wrote another one myself.
The money for the house?
Yeah.
But we were supposed to go sign the contract today.
I know. I called and I cancelled it.
We should have asked the person who bought this house to let us stay a bit longer.
We can't. He's given all the money already. I can't keep waiting any longer. We have to empty the house.
So what should we do?
I don't know, Parastu. We'll figure something out.
Hurry up and get ready. My mom's waiting for us.
Okay.
Hello? No, you can't bring customers to see the house while we're still living here. Sorry, but that's your problem. We can stay here until the end of the month. Hello, sweetie. Where's Mom? Hello, how are you?
Hello,
nice to see you.
Hello,
how are you,
darling?
Oh, good, thanks.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
At least try to look a bit happy.
I'm just fine.
Excuse me,
you're not.
Sorry.
We should have brought our parents with us.
Okay, you stay here. I'll sit for a few minutes, then go pick them up.
Okay, go upstairs, sweetie. I'll be with you soon.
Okay.
So, Mehdi, why did you come so late? I was so worried.
I'm so sorry. We were a bit busy today. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. The men are downstairs and the women are upstairs. Take a seat and have a drink.
Okay, thanks. After
you. You're welcome.
Hello.
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 Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you? Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello there, Mehdi.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you.
Come over here.
How are you, Mr. Hassan?
Hello.
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 Take your seats, please.
How are you doing?
Please. After
you.
Sit
down. Hello. Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Uncle Mehdi. Can you pass me the radio so I can take it upstairs?
Hello, sweetie. Can you take it?
Yes.
Here. Be careful, my darling.
So how are you doing, Mehdi?
Good, thanks for asking.
That's good to hear.
Congratulations, let's hear it for the bride and groom. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Go on, help yourselves. Help
Congratulations.
Yourselves. Have some sweets. Go on then, don't be shy.
Hello, Mehdi.
Oh,
thanks for
sorry.
Coming.
Congratulations.
Thank
I
you,
wish
thank
you all the best, man. Thank you.
Likewise.
Hey, Mehdi.
Yes,
thank you.
Of course.
Just excuse,
of course.
Yeah, excuse
sure.
me for a minute.
Yeah, we'll
thank
speak
you.
Later.
Congratulations, Abbas.
Thank you very much.
Why aren't your parents here yet?
Well, the thing is that they're moving house today and they really had a lot to do, so I don't think that they can make it.
I called your mum. She didn't say she wouldn't come. Can you go and pick them up?
Okay.
Parastu's dad wants them to get legally engaged today. They have to be here for the engagement.
Okay.
Listen, Mehdi, don't come too late. You're our first son-in-law. You have to be here.
Of course.
Go on, dear.
Mum?
Yes, honey. Okay, go upstairs. I'm coming. Hey, Mehdi, don't you want to take Ali Reza's car so you can come back sooner?
No, I'll go there and we'll come back here with a taxi. Don't
worry.
What difference
does it make?
It's better this way. I won't take more of your time. I'll be back soon.
Take care, son.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, be careful with that box. There are breakables in there. Ma'am, this is the size of the 4 normal fridges in the freezers. There's another 2 as well, so that's 6. We charge them separately, all right?
I'm not taking those 2 refrigerators. Just take the small one. I'm moving into a rabbit hole. There's no space.
Don't worry about it. Life's like a roller coaster. Sometimes you're up high, sometimes you're down low. It's got its ups and downs.
All I needed was your advice.
Do we have to take this table too?
No, leave it. We're not taking it.
Why not?
Akram, we don't have enough space there. This table's the size of a room.
What are you turning my life into?
Clean it, Hassan.
Hello. Hello, Mom.
Hello, son.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, dear.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Meddy.
How's it going? Isn't it finished yet?
No.
There's not much left,
son. Can you see what our life's turning into?
What have they been doing all day? How many workers are there?
Oh, I don't know.
Excuse me, we can fit the boxes in the truck, but not the chairs.
Oh, for heaven's sake. They're getting extra money for every little thing. I should have gotten a pickup truck instead of dealing with these guys. They're driving me crazy.
Come on. Well, get a pickup truck to come
then.
Yes,
sir.
What did you just do? Where did you get all these workers from?
I don't know.
So sorry, ma'am. We're just a bunch of workers and we've been working here all day. It won't hurt to give us a few extra tomans, would it?
You're right, my friend. Come here, buddy. Come here. Here. Take this. Okay? Look, try to finish up quick and tell your friends to mind their manners, please. Look, thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks, ma'am. Mom, hurry up and get ready. Pune's getting engaged soon. You've got to be there.
I've been on my feet all day. I'm tired. I can't come. Look, Mehran and Manush haven't come either. No one came to help me. I'm dead tired. I can't come, sweetie. I just can't.
You don't need to do anything. You just have to sit.
You can go if you want, but I'm not.
Believe me, I would have come to help you out if I didn't have so many problems
myself. I don't
myself.
Expect much from you, son. I know what you're dealing with, but I don't have any luck, do I? Parastu's going to help her mom out, but what about my daughter? Heaven knows where she's
How
gone.
How can Parastu help anyone with her condition? Go on, Meddy. You're the oldest son-in-law. You'll have to be there. You should get going.
Okay, Dad. Is there anyone at this new house to take the furniture?
Yes, Ahmad's there. I'll try to convince her to come. If she doesn't agree, then tell them we'll come for their wedding.
Thanks, Dad.
The truck's full, ma'am. We're going now. Bye.
Goodbye. Be careful not to break anything on the way out, will you?
Mom, listen, if you don't mind, Parastu and I, well, we might have to come and stay at your house for a while, just until we get some money in our hands so that we can rent our own house.
Our new house is small, honey, but I'd love you to stay. Of course you can come.
I still haven't told Parastu about it, though. It won't be for too long, just as long as I need to find somewhere to rent.
Oh, we'd love to have you stay with us. Come, be sure to come. It'll be great living together.
Thank you. I'd better get going now before it gets too late.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care,
bye, Dad.
Son. Goodbye.
Oh, Sen. Did you know about that? Then why didn't you tell me?
He gave the money he put aside for a house to Asadi.
Oh, my, that's so sweet. I wish I could have gone to the engagement party. But no, forget it. I'm glad I said I'm not going. All my clothes are packed away, and anyway, I am so tired always. I've always wanted this baby in our house. Oh, thank heavens. Oh, thank heavens.
You know what? I made a mistake. I shouldn't have chosen to study chemistry. I should have chosen chemical engineering. My grades were high, so I definitely would have gotten accepted.
But why? You love chemistry.
To get a job. You have to study engineering to get a good job. They pay you so much better if you do.
What's the difference? You'll end up being a secretary at some company anyways. They don't give good jobs to women.
Hey, how can you say that? What makes you think so? Sifara Pazesh Kapoor, she studied engineering. Now she's working at a nuclear power institute.
But she got her master's in electronics. She studied 2 extra years. I don't want to study that much.
Hello.
You scared me.
But why? What were you talking about?
Nothing. I just didn't expect to see you here.
I finished my work quickly today so I could come and take you to Farazad for dinner.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'd better get going now. I'll see you later.
Why? You said you'd come over tonight.
But you're going to Farazad tonight.
No, we'll go out some other night. Manush was supposed to come over tonight.
Oh, all right. I didn't know. We can go out some other night, Manush.
No, I'll come over some other night.
Don't be so stubborn, Manush.
No, believe me, I've got so much to do at home. It's better this way. I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You shouldn't have said that in front of her.
But How was I supposed to know you invited her over tonight?
You suddenly decided to take me to Farazad.
It wasn't sudden. Last week you said you wanted to go to Farazad one night for dinner, and I've been thinking about it ever since then.
Okay, we'll go then. But I'm warning you, if we go there, you'll have to spend a lot of money. I want to order a lot of different things.
It doesn't matter. I'll pay for it however much it costs. What do you need money for? I'm making money to spend on you. Besides, you can't eat much anyways. You just nibble a little bit like a sparrow.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Ahmad.
Hello.
Where are Mum and Dad?
They're at the other house, sending the trucks over.
Hi, Dad. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Where's Mum? Is she there? Dad, I'm really hungry. Can you buy me a sandwich or something on the way home? I can't. There's nothing to eat here, and I'm tired anyway. I just got back from college. Okay. Thanks a lot. See you later, Dad. Bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you bring that wardrobe here? This will be my room.
Wait for your mum to come first.
Hey, what's it got to do with my mum? I'm telling you to bring it here.
There are only two rooms in this house. What about your brother, your mother, your father?
Don't you worry about how many people we are. Just bring the wardrobe over here, please.
Hello?
Hello, Maggie.
How are you? Good to see you.
How are you?
Good, thanks. What's new, Mr. Shockery?
Nothing, new son. They said they want the house, but they really can't find the money. Honestly, they can't give it all at once.
What should I do?
I'll tell them to come if you'll agree with installments.
Mr. Shockery, you know that I need the money right now. I can't wait for them to pay in installments.
Maggie, you know what the housing market's like these days. It's terrible. Why should he buy it right away? He can't do anything with it. Why don't you just become partners?
A partnership?
Ask him what he wants to do. Make a 50-50 deal with him. You get some money in your hands and you still have your house. What do you say?
Do me a favor and work on it a bit more. I've already written a few checks this month. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. But make sure you think about it.
Okay.
Shirin, dear. Shirin?
Yes, Grandma?
Sweetie, go tell your Aunt Paris Stu to come downstairs.
Okay.
Slow down, honey. Be careful.
What's the matter?
Paris Stu, they want to start exchanging vows, but Meddy's not here yet. What should I do?
Hurry up, Shirin. Come play.
I'll call him. Don't worry about it, okay?
Shirin.
Okay.
Go on. Run! 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 I'm coming.
The number you have dialed is not available at present.
Meddy, what are you doing here?
Nothing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It was a bit crowded inside and the weather's hot. I thought I'd sit here for a few minutes before I come in. I say, can't we go back with a motorbike tonight? Should I take it inside?
Bring it inside.
Okay then, go inside. I'm coming.
Everyone's waiting
for
you.
Go, I'm coming. Go.
Mom! What is it, dear?
Which drawer?
The top one.
This one? I don't believe it. I looked through this 10 times. Why didn't I see it? Mom, why did you let Ahmad go?
It's 12 o'clock at midnight. He's got a life to live, you know.
Well, it's just one night. He should have sorted these out before he left.
Well, if it's just one night, then hurry up and help out. It's just one night.
I turned on the gas tap. Akram, can you make some tea for us, please?
Okay.
Dad?
Yes, honey?
That room's mine, okay?
No one gets to choose their room, you hear me? We're all living together.
I can't live like that, Mum.
Sweetheart, Mehdi and Paris Stu are coming to live with us. One room is for them and the rest of the house is ours.
How come Paris Stu and Mehdi get to have a room but I can't?
See? She doesn't understand anything. A young married couple can't sleep in the middle of the living room.
Well, we can give the other room to Manoush and Mehran.
What about us, then?
We won't be living here for too long. When the factory gets running again, Mehdi and Paris too will move out and we'll have more space.
Well, what if they don't want to move out? She has to learn to live with other people.
I don't want tea anymore.
Hey, you just told me to make you some tea.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. You sure helped me out today, my boy.
Mom, I've been busy all day. I don't even have an hour to spare for myself. Where's Dad?
Oh, well, he's sleeping.
Now?
Well, it's past midnight. He's been busy moving these things here since 6 a.m.
Is that Manoush?
Yes.
Let me check out the rooms.
Mehdi and Parastu are going to stay with us for a while. Just until Mehdi finds a house that they can rent, you know. Your dad, well, he said they should be here by half past midnight, I think.
Why are they coming here? Isn't it too small?
You think it's small? Oh, come on. Oh, my feet hurt so much. I've been on my feet all day. Back in the old days, 6 families could live in a place like this.
Yeah, you're right, but that was back in the old days. The rooms were separate, not like this. Did Parastu even agree?
Why shouldn't she? She has to do what her husband says. Life has its ups and downs.
You can't force her. No girl would agree to such a thing.
We didn't tell Mehdi to come here. He wanted to come here himself. Have you had dinner?
I'm not hungry. Why are the shoeboxes here?
Your dad brought them here. The workshop might get sold by next week. There wasn't any space there, so he brought them here. I couldn't tell him not to bring them. He says that he wants to have something to do. Go and call Mehdi and see when he's going to get here.
Why does it matter? They'll come whenever they want.
Well, it doesn't matter to me, but they don't have a key. They'll wake everyone up if they ring the doorbell.
Okay.
What were you thinking about, Mehdi? Even my mom realized that you weren't your usual self. Do you want to talk about it?
I do. Look, Parastu, if I ask you to do me a favor, will you?
Why not? I'll do whatever I can to try and make you happy again.
Well, the more that I think about it, the more I'm sure that it'll take us quite a while to find a reasonable house to rent. So, well, if you don't mind, I was thinking we should stay at my parents' house.
Where?
At Mum and Dad's new house.
That house is only 100 square meters. There are already 4 people. How is it possible?
I know it's hard. Look, I'm sure if we sell the workshop, I should get quite a lot of money in my hands. I mean, it's in a good area, so it's sure to sell fast. If you don't want to stay there, then we'll think of something else.
Like what, exactly?
Look, Parastu, I'm sure if we just put up with the circumstances for a while, all our problems will be over in less than a year. The workshop just has to get sold.
But I don't think your mom will agree. She has the right not to. In a house that small, 2 other people suddenly move in? Well, 3 actually, not 2. A newborn baby might make things complicated.
Actually, my mom got really happy when I told her.
You told them already?
Yeah, when I told my mom and dad, they both agreed to it.
So I'm the last one to find out. You've made your decision, and now you're just letting me know, is that it?
Listen, Parastu, I told you we won't go there if you don't want to. Parastu, just please don't get upset and angry at me. If you don't want to go there, just tell me. I'll think of somewhere else for us to go. Don't worry. Just don't get upset at me. I didn't have a good day today.
Look, Mehdi, it doesn't matter if I want to go there or not. I'm just upset that you made a decision without letting me know. I will live with you wherever you go, but a husband and wife shouldn't make their decisions alone without letting the other one know. It's really an insult.
Listen, Parastu, wait a minute. Parastu, wait. Come here.
What is it?
What are they doing here?
Who are they?
That's Moshtak.
What do they want?
I think they found out Asadi got his money today. They think I've got money, and so now they're here to get their money from me.
Let's go inside. If he's not home, his wife probably is.
Forget it. We can't go inside their house at this time of the night. He'll come back to his house, sooner or later.
Shh, don't shout. Be quiet.
He's sure to come back here someday.
That's just what I said.
He can't hide forever.
How much do you owe them?
Are you scared?
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنینی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی